On the 2nd of July 2026, a Missouri oilier named Jared Novelli presented his credentials as United States Ambassador to Aotearoa, New Zealand. The next morning, standing beside a car from a 1985 film, he told the country its nuclear-free policy was a boogeyman he'd like to help us get past. Tonight we bring him a guest he did not schedule, Mikhail Bakunin. A warning, comrades, Bakunin is Bakunin. He swears, he shouts, he does not, at any point, ask permission.
Act 1. On the 3rd of July, the new U.S. ambassador holds a press conference beside a DeLorean and offers his services on the nuclear question.
Look, you need to see these things and realize that it's not some sort of boogeyman that you have to worry about. This is a policy from 1985. 1985! I mean, I want to get in the DeLorean and go back to 1985. Perhaps I could fix this nuclear thing. All I'm saying, as your ambassador, is I'd really like the opportunity to work with New Zealand on that exact topic. That's all. Just the chance to have the conversation.
The chance. The chance. Do you hear him? He arrives on the 2nd of July, and by breakfast on the 3rd, he is already asking for the chance to unmake a law it took this country a generation of bloody, marching, harbor-blocking struggle to write. Boogeyman, he says. Boogeyman. You fucking clown. The boogeyman is not the bomb. The boogeyman is you. It is the boogeyman in a Navy suit, smiling beside a film set car, telling a small nation that its dignity was a childish superstition.
Well, that's colorful. But respectfully, the Rainbow Warrior was 40 years ago. The Berlin Wall came down. The security environment is not what it was. You know, President Trump is a disruptor. He might rub some people the wrong way. But the world has moved on, and it is my job, as ambassador, to bring the alliance forward. That is all I'm saying. Nothing more sinister than that.
Nothing sinister. Nothing sinister. Listen to me, arsehole. Because you keep saying, just the conversation, just the chance, just the opportunity, as if the empire ever came to a small country and did not, in the end, take what it wanted. A ship comes into your harbor. It will not tell you what it carries, neither confirm nor deny. That was the whole 1985 game. Nuclear 3 was not a superstition, Mr. Ambassador. It was the only moment your Imperial fleet was ever asked at the door to declare itself. And you were told no. And the sky did not fall. The sky is still there. And now you won in.
Act 2. The ambassador turns from nuclear to defense spending and, along the way, mentions his family business.
Look, New Zealand is certainly playing its part. There is a strong reliance, a real camaraderie between our countries. But, and I don't mean to scold anyone, every country has to carry its own water. It's important that you care as much about your defense as we care about your defense. And that does mean increasing spending. On oil, because it came up, I know enough about the oil business to be dangerous. As a plug, the U.S. is a net exporter. You want oil? I got it all for you.
I got it all for you. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? The ambassador of a nuclear empire at a podium in the country he has just been sent to represent his master in saying, as a fucking plug, you want oil? I got it all for you. The mask, comrades, is not off. The mask was never on. This is not a diplomat. This is a salesman for his father's terminals, a heir to an oil bankruptcy that paid pennies on the dollar to the small creditors, and now he is telling a farming nation of 5 million that we must carry our own water, meaning we must buy his water from his tanker at his price, or we are freeloaders on the empire.
That's a bit of a stretch. Apex is my father's legacy. Future Fuel makes biofuels, actually the cleaner end of the industry. And I'll tell you what I said at Waitangi. I am here to listen and to help New Zealand in whatever way makes sense. Nobody is forcing anyone to do anything. This is a partnership. It always has been.
A partnership between a whale and a minnow. A partnership. Bullshit. There is no such thing as a partnership between the wolf and the lamb. There is only the digestion that follows it. And do not invoke your father's legacy in a country whose harbor your father's ships would have poisoned had they been allowed to call. You want to talk about legacy? The legacy in this country is Fernando Pereira, drowned in Auckland by an ally's secret service on a boat trying to bear witness to your bombs. That is the legacy, and it was answered not by more bombs, but by a law. A law you are now, on day two of your posting, asking for permission to erase. You have not earned permission, comrade. You have not earned it.
Act 3. A poll comes up, the ambassador is disappointed, and then he explains who New Zealand should consider its friends.
Look, there was a poll from the Asia New Zealand Foundation that suggested more New Zealanders now view China as a friend than view the United States as a friend. I'm very disappointed. I don't mean to scold New Zealanders, but disappointed that they feel that way. Because honestly, you know what you know about President Trump, and you know what you know about America because of the free press. That's not what you get in China. So I question the poll of whether you really know who your friends are.
Oh, this is exquisite. Do you hear what he has just said, comrades? He has said, you know America because you have a free press, and you do not know China because they do not have one. Therefore, QED, your suspicion of America is a failure of your education, and your suspicion of China is not. This is the imperial mind at its most naked. My propaganda is journalism, their journalism is propaganda, and if you cannot see the difference, you are a child who does not know his friends. Comrade Novelli, I have some news for you. The New Zealander who watched Fallujah on her television, who watched Gaza on her phone in 2024 and 5 and 6, who watched the Empire's own free press explain patiently why the bombing must continue, she knows. She is not confused about her friends. She is not disappointed in herself. She is disappointed in you. Kakite, do not, I beg you, come back before you are ready to listen.
You've been listening to The Boogeyman with the DeLorean, Novel Lee, and Bakunin on nuclear-free New Zealand. Sources, transcript, and further reading are on the KD Dialogues repo. Creative Commons, Attribution, Share Alike. Ka kite anō, and keep the harbour clean.